9:51 now, the Bob France Authority on AM 1420. The Answer. I want to bring Pastor Chris Long back onto our program. Pastor Long is the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Good to have you back, Chris. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bob. Good to be with you today.
Great news in the filing, in my opinion, of the lawsuit by the attorneys for Nicholas Sandman, the young man who has become the face of the Covington Catholic school kids who were minding their own business, waiting for their bus on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when they were accosted by, first, the Black Hebrew Israelites with some of the most profane, vile language that you can imagine, and then intimidated, and for lack of a better word, by the Native American Nathan Phillips. $250 million lawsuit filed against the Washington Post, and they say that's the first of many to come. Somebody needs to hold the media accountable, because the media, in my view, Chris, is responsible for a lot of the anger that has been ginned up and that has led to threats against the Sandman family and against the other Covington school kids and the school itself. And I know that's where you come in, because you have been working to get the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to take these threats very seriously. Can you give us an update?
That's right, Bob. Last time I was with you, we were announcing that we were going to hold a press conference on January 29th. I wish it was July. Look it out the window. Anyways, it was January 29th in Cincinnati. We held that press conference. At the same time, the FBI office in Cincinnati, the FBI office in Louisville, Kentucky, and the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. was in receipt of a letter, a correspondence from the Ohio Christian Alliance, urging them to investigate the serious threats that came in against the school and its students and the civil liberties that were violated by these Christian students. Well, I have an update for everyone. We did receive response back from the special field officer FBI agent in Kentucky, and he informed us that an investigation was ongoing and that they were working with local law officials, enforcement officials. That was Rob Sanders, who is the prosecutor in Kentucky, who is taking the lead on this case, but is receiving assistance from the FBI. Now, also, we just received a few days ago a letter from Jeff Veltri. He is the chief of Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Now, you know, as we received this letter, others were telling us and said, hey, Chris, that's a big deal. We have sent letters and correspondence to D.C. and never have gotten a response. One or two things. Things are beginning to change in the new face of the Justice Department. Now that there's been a shakeup, or that actually they're taking seriously the request for the investigation. Now, we're looking at this as twofold. What you are seeing unfold last night with a $250 million lawsuit by the attorneys of Nick Sandman's family against the Washington Post, that's the lawsuit that they're filing. We're looking for criminal charges to be filed against those who made these threats against the schools, the school and its students. Now, let's understand something. The week that they got back, the Monday, the school had to close due to threats and concerns. Local law enforcement with the school officials thought it necessary to close the school on Monday. Later that week, athletic programs were suspended over concerns of safety and security. Two families were doxed. Now, remember, it was Kathy Griffith who put out on her Twitter feed to dox the families. Well, that actually occurred, so she could be liable for her call for the doxing of families. There were two families that had to vacate their homes that week because of security concerns. And then we understand there is an Ohio connection.
Are those families returned, if I may, Chris? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just curious. Are they still hiding, or were they able to get back to their homes eventually?
That we don't know. It may have been just for a day or two or a few days until, you know, things were sorted out by law officials. We don't know.
Regardless, that's terrifying. That is, to think about that. I can't go to the safety of my own home because I'm being set upon by all of these jackals who have been ginned up by the media, by celebrities, and these others who are leading to these very, very serious threats. And as we have seen, there have been people, you know, quite frankly, Chris, you know, fellow Trump supporters, and I point to the Covington kids' hats. I think that's why they were targeted by the Black Hebrew Israelites and by Nathan Phillips and so on and so forth. But we've seen kids, you know, people with those hats being punched, people being assaulted, people being shouted out of businesses and so on and so forth. So these families can't even go back to the safety of their own homes for fear of being accosted by lunatics out there who really are, quite frankly, capable of anything. That's what makes this so serious.
Well, that's some of the serious threats that came in across Twitter. Here was this Jack Morrissey. He is a Disney producer. He says, MAGA kids go screaming hats first into the wood chipper, and then has a image of a bloody snow scheme with the wood chipper. You know, these were the serious threats. Also, those who were calling for the school to be burned down with the students in it, calling for a school shooter to go to the school. These are all being tracked down, and right now we understand that the county prosecutor, Rob Sanders, has actually requested records request of the tech giants of Twitter and Facebook to track down the location and the identity of these individuals. What he did indicate to us, and this is breaking news, there will be charges filed against individuals. So we don't know the nature of, and he said, I would like to file a lot more charges, as he's looking at this, but he said there will be charges filed. So we're waiting on that. He's also waiting for records requests to be honored by Twitter and Facebook of some of these threats that came in against around on social media towards the students that did invoke panic and an act of terrorism against the Christian school and its students.
This is a terrifying thing, Chris Long, and I'm so glad to know that you are pushing this. Do you know is there anyone else who is obviously we're here in Ohio. This happened in Washington D.C. Covington is in Kentucky. Are there any other groups like yours that are out there pushing for some sort of justice and some sort of law enforcement against those who have been making these threats, or is this kind of all you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, it's not. It's actually, we had 20 national organizations that signed on the letter that we put forward to the FBI, both pro-life, pro-family, and legal advocacy organizations that signed on the letter. We also have our national identity, Christian Alliance of America, so we're working with it under that umbrella as well. But I want to encourage people to sign the petition. Last time I was on with you, we didn't have it launched. It's on our website. There's importance for this, Bob. If they go to ohioca.org or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance, go to the top of the page, sign the petition. Because we're going to keep the pressure on the FBI, for instance, and the Justice Department. This is an important issue. If they don't file charges against these individuals who have committed these crimes of harassment, criminal harassment is the category. Right. By the way, we got a letter from Attorney General Dave Yost, who also sent a letter to the field office and FBI in Louisville, Kentucky, because he said, I want to know if there's some of the students were from Ohio, or if there's an Ohio connection. Well, there actually is an Ohio connection, because one of the family's moms works in Cincinnati, a law firm. Her inbox was filled with hate and vicious and threatening messages. The transcripts of those messages were sent to Rob Sanders, again, the county prosecutor who's taking the lead on the criminal investigation of this. So this does have an Ohio connection, as one of the families that was doxxed, exposed publicly, that lady received threats into the law office in Cincinnati. So there's lots more to come with this. This is a story that's not going to go away, and it shouldn't go away. It should be pursued, and there should be criminal charges filed against those who made these serious threats.
I completely concur, and I'm looking at the petition now because I've already signed it when you first put it out, but I'm trying to get a total on it. Do you know where you are on it as far as numbers?
We've had several thousand, actually, from around the country that have signed the petition. So I was on with a couple of national programs of people that have signed the petition. So, again, if you've not signed the petition, please do so. We're going to be submitting this to the FBI so that they can see that this is important to citizens, that this be pursued, that this is not something that needs to be overlooked, but it needs to be pursued and followed through by law enforcement.
Chris, very important work you're doing, and as is almost all of the work that you do, and I just really want to thank you for doing this on behalf of these families, behalf of these kids, but moreover on behalf of decent society. We cannot allow this type of bullying, these type of threats, these types of things that sometimes just, start and end with words online, internet muscles as they were, but sometimes lead to actual the carrying out of these types of threats of violence, and we have to take them very seriously. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Bob. There's so much at stake, because if we don't stand up for these kids who came out and participated in the March for Life, we're going to see fewer numbers of young people participating in the National March for Life, and that's the last thing we need right now in
the
pro-life movement.
That is so important, what you just said, because as you know, my daughter participated in this with her school, and they're given instructions, they were warned ahead of time, that you may encounter protesters who don't like what you're there for. do not engage with them, do not talk to them, do not do anything to ramp up situations with them. And I promise you, there are some parents who saw that, whoa, they're going to get into situations, they're going to get into, where they may be confronted by protesters. I don't want to let my child go, just out of fear for their safety. And then, as you say, that shrinks the movement, that shrinks the March for Life numbers, and it shows, it might send a message that it's not as important to us as it once was if the numbers start to shrink. So that's a very important point. We need to make sure the precedent is set here that you cannot threaten the kids like this and get away with it.
Well, that's right. Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Again, if people just go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website, sign the petition to support the Covington Catholic High School students. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chris. That's Pastor Chris Long joining us from the Ohio Christian Alliance on AM 1420. The Answer. We'll get news.